Situated 20 miles north of Moab and nestled between the Colorado River, towering red rock formations, and alpine mountains is the small town of Castle Valley, Utah. It's home to just a few hundred residents who are used to their library also serving as their community center and town hall. It's typically pretty quiet in Castle Valley, but not last weekend. That's because residents were celebrating the 17th annual Castle Valley Gourd Festival. It's a fall tradition for the community, and nearly the whole town and their gourds turn out for a parade and community events.
What it is gourds that we take and paint and decorate. We always choose a theme every year, and this year it's Gourds Gone Wild.
That's Mimi of the Gourds Gone Wild Girls. Her crew of Castle Valley women paraded with multicolored gourds fastened to brassieres, along with gourd-feathered headdresses and necklaces. A group of local women change their parade theme every year. They've done myrrh gourds, the Gourd Awakens, Gourds of the Caribbean.
We try to get as wild, as crazy as we can, and as you can see, we all have our fascinators on and our beautiful bras. So we all hand make everything and a lot of imagination and good times.
Every festival parade has a gourd goddess, or more commonly called gourdess. This year's was Castle Valley resident Brandy Gritz. She worked on her homemade gourd costume for 5 months, transforming herself into the mother of all drag gourds. Flanking her elaborate dragon outfit were her two daughters and niece, dressed as smaller water and fire drag gourds, completing the Game of Thrones theme.
We decided to do the mother of drag gourds because everybody likes the Game of Thrones. Sam's dragon was a little too heavy, so it rode in a tractor. It was fun! I couldn't move as much as I thought I would in it, but it's okay.
Festival organizers say the small town event is meant to celebrate the beauty and versatility of hard-shelled gourds and gourd art. Longtime Castle Valley resident Jake Burnett sported a decorative gourd on his head. It had a playful Peter Pan meets pumpkin sort of vibe.
I just thought it would be fun to have a hat at the Gourd Festival. And I was the first one to come up with a hat. Now some other people I've noticed have been making hats. There was a one woman with a broad hat, and she had little gourds hanging off all around this outlet.
Burnett has attended every gourd festival since its first launch back in 2001. For him, the community aspect of celebrating gourds is the most fun. In the middle of the day, festival goers gather at the firehouse for a potluck, the largest of the year.
It's a community thing. It's gathering for the community. This is our 17th, and I've been to all of them. And when we first started out, it was just dirt here. It was bad. One year we had wind. It was blowing dirt all over and gourds were flying and it was horrible. So this is way better. We've been improving every year.
On the festival grounds, adults and kids were busy painting and decorating their own gourds.
This is the kids' painting table and it just brings out the creativity in everybody.
I'm making a Black Widow.
I made a person, apparently.
I'm going to make it longer so I can use that as a necklace.
There were quite a few brightly colored gourds complete with googly eyes emerging from the kids' tent. But in other festival tents, many more traditional gourds were on display. Indigenous innovations like water dippers, baskets, and musical instruments. As the traditional gourds mixed with more decorative uses like art pieces and wind chimes, it was clear that this ancient plant might well deserve this celebration. Gourd artist Jane Espinoza.
It just talks to you, I guess, and you can incorporate any kind of texture and different kinds of paints, and it's just a beautiful creation. This is my second year here, and this is one of the best. I mean, I think everybody's down to earth and just the atmosphere. That's what I like about this.
The Castle Valley Gourd Festival has been going strong for 17 years. If their passion for gourds of all forms is any indication, this small town can handily expect another 17 more.
We love our gourds. We keep gourding on.
With KZMU, I'm Molly Marcello, reporting from Moab for Utah Public Radio.